Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, good. 2 days in a row with a female.
The ladies.
Reaching out. This is nice.
Taking charge.
I say nice, but from your email, it looks like you're in a bad spot with Barry. What's going on?
Well, the story is that he cut me off completely. He just is too good to reply to anything anymore, I guess. I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah, we figured. So is this like a one date and then ghost kind of thing, or is there like a history between you two? What are we looking at?
Well, there's more of a history.
Okay.
We've been seeing each other now for a while, off and on.
Ah.
And okay, yes, it definitely started as more of a hookup thing.
Okay.
But in the last month and a half maybe, it just sort of feels like it's headed towards something more, you know? Something serious? I don't know. It's just, we were headed to a place.
Okay.
Headed to a place.
A destination.
Yeah, not bad.
But what changed? What made you think that this was doing that transition into that place, that maybe more stable thing?
Yeah.
Well, we were spending more time together, you know, and we're doing things that aren't, you know, the 2 a.m. after the bar closes down kind of things, you know, like laundry. We just sort of did a couple things.
Okay.
You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Like, okay. You know, we're comfortable with each other. We can just, he comes over and he watches TV while I'm doing the laundry. We go to the grocery store after we figure out what we're going to make for dinner. It's like couples, you know?
Okay.
And it's not spicy or the spiciest date night, but I mean, it's not dancing and stuff like that, but it was more intimate. If that makes sense.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. That familiarity.
Yeah.
You're becoming more familiar with each other, letting your guard down a bit. And you were into it. You liked it. Is that what we're looking at?
Hmm.
That is exactly what we're looking at. But, I mean, it can be kind of terrifying when you get that close to someone. You spend so much time around them. And they get to find out all the stuff you're into. And you've got uncomfortable questions sometimes.
Okay, like, we're talking skeletons in the closet, what?
Well, I mean, yeah, but
really?
Not criminal, weird stuff, just...
Well, that's good.
That's where we went?
Well, I wanted to be, just want to be clear.
Okay, no, I appreciate that.
Nothing criminal.
Okay.
Nothing criminal whatsoever at all.
All right.
It's a kind of weird crap you get into as an adult, you know? We all do something or have something. We don't blurt it out, right?
Yes.
It's stuff you kind of keep hidden.
Yeah. This is scaring us a little bit. Are we able to safely discuss what adult thing you're into on the radio? Or, like, this feels oddly specific is what I'm saying. I feel like you're worried about, like, something, and you think that that might be the reason that you're having issues with the family.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's the reason, but...
Okay.
Have you guys heard of squishmallows?
Is that a thing?
Is that a metaphor?
A place?
Do we need to Google that?
Back to places. Oh, it's the, are they the pillows?
No.
The pillow. Oh.
Yeah, squishmallows.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of like pillows. They're little animal things that people collect. They're like the Funko stuff, but cuter and squishier, obviously.
I'm going to have to look this up. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
I did see that in my mind. It's like if Beanie Babies got bigger and
oh my God, there's
pillows.
A million of these things.
Yeah.
So what, you're into this or?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, totally right now.
Can we ask?
All the ADD hyper focus I can put on it.
Wow. Okay. Is there any reason in particular that these are?
Well, they're fun.
Okay.
Well, they're fun and there's a million of them. So it's like a challenge. You hunt for the rare ones.
Oh.
I mean, I know you said Beanie Babies, and it's like that.
Mm.
You know, people thought those were going to be crazy money, right?
Still waiting
That's
on that.
That's why they collected them. Well, Well, I know, but you just let's Pokemon cards. Those
exactly.
are
exactly waiting on right. those too.
True, yep. true, yep. true.
But, okay. Well, right now it's Squishmallows.
Okay.
And I know it sounds ridiculous, but if you get some of the rarer ones or the first to market ones, you can really make some bank on eBay. So, yeah, I'm kind of obsessed with them right now.
Okay. All right. So it brings back to Barry. I assume that this collection must tie into him in some way, shape, or form, or what?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he was amused by the whole thing.
Meaning
like I am.
What?
Well, okay. So at first I took him on a run with me. I was going to hit up Five Below and try and score. That's one of my secrets. Not a secret anymore, but
whoops.
They drop on Sunday mornings.
Okay.
So, like, if you're there early on Sunday,
yeah.
you can get everything. So that's it. He seemed game.
Okay.
He got up with me really early. We stood in line and waited until we got him. He just, I don't know, he didn't seem to have as much fun, didn't appreciate it as much as I did.
Well, yeah, it's not his thing. It's yours.
Well, yeah, I guess. And I mean, the more I think about it, I think the collection, I keep it in my guest closet just... You know, it didn't have the desired effect, I guess. And I know. I know I'm a grown woman, but it's harmless, it's nerdy, and I love it. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm hurting anybody. And I know my perfect match is out there, but I was kind of hoping it was Barry. I don't know. I'm just struggling to see what the problem is here.
Okay. So well,
you know?
Well, when did everything, like, sour? Like, he finds the stash, and then he loses interest or what?
You off.
Yeah.
As this big movie moment? No,
yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was a couple weeks afterward. We'd been flirting over texting, and then all of a sudden, it just stopped. It's like he lost his phone or vanished or got tired or I don't know. It's ghost town.
Well,
and it just sucks.
Nah, no doubt. And the scheme of things, you're right. Like, sure, it's like... It's kind of weird that you're into stuffed animals, but whatever. Like, everyone does have some nerdy
right.
thing they're into.
I mean,
know that. Right.
There's lots of Harry Potter people out there.
Hey, watch it.
Hey.
You watch your mouth, Linda.
Look, if that's
Look,
what it's
I'm,
about.
I'm Ravenclaw,
yeah.
so I'm with you.
All
it's
right.
okay. I'm
okay.
Ravenclaw.
All right. Well, look, maybe we can bribe him with a date and turn this thing around.
Not to hijack.
Maybe, yeah.
Collecting pillows seems more like a Hufflepuff thing to do, but it's fine.
I know. I know. But I'm not a Hufflepuff because I'm not afraid of sheets. And you can't say, gotcha.
Oh, boy.
There's a video that only she and I have seen, and
just
we're
nerd,
both laughing.
Just nerding out.
All right.
Nerding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get Barry on
if
the phone.
Barry says no. Can we just have coffee together, you and me?
We will take the second date, Linda.
That's not bad. Okay. We have a backup plan. Let's bring Barry into this and see what we can find out. We're going to talk to him next
right.
with Frito and Katie. It's coming up at 7:25.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Well, this is interesting. I've never gone into a second one where I'm kind of hoping it doesn't work out.
Did you make a friend?
Rather
did you
just
make a friend? Yeah, she sounds
that
fun.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Linda's into Squishmallows.
That's a little weird.
I mean, people wait in line for a long time. Now, I don't know if that's for their kids or for themselves.
Yeah.
I know I've seen it.
It's not the weirdest thing.
No, and we all did it for Beanie Babies and Pokemon cards. She's right.
Yeah,
you're
true.
Into something nerdy, probably.
True. True, I believe that.
Is that why Barry's not responding the same way, not calling her back? Did he get freaked out by it? That's what she thinks, but let's go to the source. Hey, is this Barry?
It is.
Barry, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How are you?
How'd you get my number?
Someone entered you for a prize, Barry. Congrats!
Yay!
Okay, but... How did you get my number?
Yeah, no, we have a date package we give away on the show where you pick everything you want to do and attend or whatever, and then we'll come in and pay for it. You just have to go out with the person that entered you.
That's who gave us your number.
Yeah, right.
Is this like a secret crush thing?
Oh, wow.
That would be a horrible idea.
Why?
I kind of like that.
We'll save that one for later. The person we've got in mind, though, for today, you've been out with before, kind of, maybe. In some way, shape, or form.
She has your information.
Yes, she does. Her name is Linda.
Okay.
So, yeah, all expenses, night out with Linda. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, I don't think so, guys.
Okay, is this about the Squishmallows, the pillow things? We get it.
Yeah.
But come on, it's not that big of a deal in the scheme of things, right? Like, we all have weird collections and stuff or whatever.
The collection, no, I don't care about that. Well, I kind of care about that, but it's fine. But
all right,
good
so
news.
That's, you can get over it, though. What's the issue?
Yeah. Sorry, y'all kind of cut me off there. I was trying to say those are fine. That's fine. But it is the length she's willing to go to get her hands on them. That is a completely different story. Linda has got some issues.
Well, like how so? Because you had to wake up early to swing by a Five Below or what? What's the deal?
But how much of this do you guys already know? You know, never mind. You know what? It doesn't matter. We were actually in Costco and this nut, she stole one straight out from under some child. There.
Really?
I bet she didn't tell you that, did she?
She did not.
Hey,
I didn't steal anything. It was legitimately mine. I got there first.
Wow. I didn't think she'd be on the line. Hi, Linda.
Oh, yeah, we had.
Hey, Barry.
This helps for when she inevitably has to defend herself later. So what happened? Like, there was an altercation and a bulk buy store? What happened?
Yeah, we were making a run. I swung through Costco to see if they had any new stock, and I saw some new ones. I was psyched, and I grabbed one. End of story.
That is not the end of the story.
It's totally the end.
There was a kid looking at it, and you wrecked that kid's day. Guys, the mom was practically begging her to let her kid have it. And she was completely unfazed.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Okay, look. All right, now, I sympathize with her. I do. But kids want everything they see.
That's true.
And it was the last one they had. I got the last one they had, okay?
Okay, all right.
And I'm sorry that Junior had to learn a little bit of a hard lesson, but that happened. You don't get everything you want.
You're not
Auntie Linda is
it's
here.
It's a kid's toy. The kid wanted it. You totally just, you
kids
ruined their life.
Their life.
Like,
their life? What are you for?
Order one on Amazon. Be an adult. Come on.
You know, mom could have done the same thing.
It's
and
true.
I need to stop you right there. These are not toys. They are collector's items. Kids play
it's
with them. Yes, they
toy.
Do.
But it's a child.
They have
you are a monster.
Value.
You are a monster.
I'm not a monster.
A monster.
Mean, come on. The bottom line is, I saw it, I wanted it, I bought it. End of. At a store. Why do I have to give it to some stranger's kid? Because they're having a tantrum. I mean, this
is so dumb. You guys see what I mean? This is not going to work. I am not interested in this date. Thanks so much.
Well, I don't. Barry.
Barry's gone.
This is ridiculous. Wait a minute. It's not wrong to teach a child you don't always get what you want.
That is a fair point. That is a fair point.
No,
it's
yeah,
a healthy lesson.
I can see that.
My issue would be if you like ripped it out of the kid's arms.
And stores, I did not. Stores' whole purpose is to sell you items.
True.
So what was I doing wrong by buying the item?
I don't.
I mean, come on.
I'm not sure,
look,
Linda. Like, no laws
not
were
my
broken.
Kid, not my problem. Not my kid, not my problem.
If it's a kid and... I mean, you're going to look horrible doing this, but if it's something...
It was a kid of, like, 12, not, like, 4. I mean, and kids want everything.
So he's... Look, I...
Well, who cares?
I kind of see what you're saying.
Well,
I get it.
Who cares? Linda, I feel like the more you talk about it, the worse you're making it.
Yeah,
I was with you. I was with you.
Yeah, but,
don't lose
okay.
me,
it's
Linda.
It's something you really want, though. And,
I'm sorry.
And, yeah,
I still want to have coffee.
Not my kid,
Linda,
not my problem.
Linda, look, hang on the line. I do want to get your information. I'm sorry this didn't work out, but thank you for being on the show.
I'm fun, and I don't know what his problem is over this.
All right, hang on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.